Bad Guys by James E. Shane. The streetlights had just come on when the little red two-seater squirted past and jetted east on Brainerd. Henry Hitman Holloway stopped chewing to wag a fistful of buttered popcorn.
"Hey, hey, hey!"
Donald the Claw Dunsany shot him a look meant to wither. "Didn't I ask you not to eat in the car?" He gazed admiringly out over the darkly gleaming hood of the 69 Plymouth Fury. The car was ready. They had been waiting nearly an hour at the crossing street for their guy to show. Waiting patiently. Their first gig is paid muscle.
"Call me Cujo,"
Donald said on an impulse.
"Cujo,"
said Henry. "Yeah, Claw's too..." Too freaky, he had been going to say. He released the steering wheel to his right hand, made a fist with his left, the index finger twisting, curling eerily to point back at his watch. This had happened when he'd been working for the dipshit plumber. While cleaning the hair and junk out of the end of a roto-rooter, he bumped the switch with his knee and turned it on. They caught up with the little red two-seater and were following it off the parkway when Henry said,
"The heck's he going? Jeez."
Henry was right. They were nowhere near the college, which is where they had planned on bracing the guy after his night class. Silvio said he was a little over 6 feet and blonde. When it turned on Livingston, Henry waved a hand. He stopped picking popcorn bits off the dashboard and eating them to wail,
He's turning.
Donnie wailed back,
"I can see he's turning."
Dimwit thought he was blind or what?
"Why don't you finish picking up your popcorn, for Christ's sake? Wreck my friggin' car. You want a drink? Get your goddamn straw down my defroster, why don't you? Do something useful, for Christ's sake. Instead of telling me he's turning like I can't see he's goddamn turning with my own two eyeballs, for Christ's sake."
"Why don't you shut up, Donald?"
"Shut up."
"Why don't you pay attention to your driving before you get us kilt again, huh?"
"My driving? You want me to..."
"Fucker's turning again. You catching this, Cujo?"
The Cujo settled him like cool water on a hot rock. Donald got sharp, slowing smoothly behind a white late-model Olds to watch their guy pull into a Speedo-Mart and stop at the last stall in the back, beneath a lighted sign that read, "Bathrooms." Donald opened the driver's side door and Henry lifted him out, pinned him against the side of the car. Donald said,
"Okay, this is how it is, college boy."
"Who?"
"Donald," said Henry.
Donald shot him a warning look and continued to the other man.
"Silvio wants his dough, see? We'd just soon break your legs, but Silvio says..."
"Cujo,
what do you want?"
This guy don't look like he's in college."
"College?"
the guy said.
Donald seemed to think a minute.
"Maybe he goes to night school."
It seemed possible.
"Anyways," said Donald, turning back to the man, "Silvio said that if you don't got the money, we'd have to..."
"Hey, Cooge,
what do you for Christ's sake want, hit man?"
"Is he really a hit man?"
Henry liked that the guy thought that he might be a real hitman. Donald, however, was not impressed. He said,
"Shut up, you!"
But the old guy wasn't paying any attention to him. He looked up at Henry again.
"Are you really a hitman?"
"I thought I told you to shut up!"
Donald shot out his hand, his eyes blazing, and twisted a thick tuft of hair out of the old guy's arm.
"F-f-f-f-fucker!"
hollered the old man, jabbing out with bony fingers, poking Donald Cujo Dunsany dead in the eyes. Now they were really blazing. He heard the hard knock of sturdy heels rapidly approaching. Someone, a woman's voice, said sharply,
"What's going on here, Harvey?"
Then Harvey said,
"This fucker ripped the hair out of my arm, Lorraine. See? Look it."
Donald pulled his hands away from his eyes, blinking. Everyone was blurry. It felt like, well, like someone had poked him in the eyes.
"Kick their asses, hit man,"
he hollered.
"Go ahead and kick their ass."
Something whanged him in the shin and Donald fell to the asphalt.
He was picturing Hitman Holloway giving the old guy what for when something whanged him in the other shin. Then again, old Lorraine really laying into him now. He heard the door of the red two-seater slam shut, then hollering, "Pull Harvey's hair, will you?" Now Harvey said from further away,
"He called me college boy, Lorraine, and this one, he's a hitman."
Donald looked around, wincing between blows from Lorraine's brass-capped cowgirl boots. The tears seemed to clear his vision somewhat. He spotted Henry with his head and one arm trapped in the passenger side window of the red two-seater, the little car rocking from side to side as Harvey backed it out at a tortoise's pace and then stopped to call out the window.
"That one called you a slut, Lorraine. He said I better get my slut wife out here or else."
Donald was pretty sure he hadn't said any such thing, the lying motherfucker.
"Oh, yeah? Kick, clout, crunk. Is that what you called me, you sawed-off little?"
Donald managed to roll onto his stomach, then hunched up and began to crawl, with old Lorraine kicking and clouting the whole way. He made it to the curb and stopped to catch his breath, after which he'd planned to roll himself to a swift and certain death beneath at least 9 of the 18 wheels of the next passing semi. He had a moment to think because the kicking and clouting had suddenly stopped. Gee, where'd old Lorraine get off to? Then a little red two-seater, another red two-seater, chunked over the curb into the lot and screeched to a stop beside the one belonging to old Harvey and Lorraine. Their college boy got out of the car. Had to be, right? Guy about 6 feet tall, blonde. Kind of fuzzy with Donald's eyes poked out. Donald would have jumped up and knocked the bejesus out of the hiding little son of a bitch right then and there. He would have, for sure and certain, if he hadn't been gritting his teeth mightily and staring at the tracks that a brand new set of Gatorhide radials had left across one of his brand new leatherette driving gloves. Mercifully, the pain only lasted for a minute. When he woke up, it was him and Henry back in the Plymouth, waiting to pull out of the empty parking lot. The Plymouth didn't sound so good. In the driver's seat, Henry looked even worse. His nose was crooked, not just a little. It looked as if old Harvey had got hold of it with a tool of some kind.
"Happened to your nose, Hitman?"
Donald asked. Henry turned and looked at him with watering eyes.
"Vice Gramps,"